he picked me up, turned me all around. Hey, my feet on the ground. Everything that happened to me, that's a good God did.
People of God say amen. Amen. He has kept us now 323 days in this year. And we ought to be saying thank you, God. For this is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. Hallelujah. He could have left us yesterday. But he brought us on into today. And I'm grateful to God that he has given us another opportunity to come together one more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to be in your midst. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything. That's good. Come from the Lord. Scripture said they are good and perfect gifts. Come from him. The devil ain't gonna give you nothing good. He make you think he got something good. But in the end, it's destruction. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all sing a little cry today. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give God some praise for about 30 seconds. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. From the book of, well, give honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to our presider, Elder Swenson, to all our other ministers in the house, and all the deacons and mothers, all trustees and other elected officials of the house, praise God, and to everyone in the household. God bless you, and God be the glory for you being in the service. Hallelujah. Because everybody's special, everybody's somebody. Everybody's important. From the book of Luke, 10th chapter. Luke, 10th chapter. Start at verse 25. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here. Give the spiritual commandment to the man, spiritual, physical man, that you will anoint us now for this cause. Send forth your word to this vessel that we may be edified and give you the glory for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Bless us now. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Are we there? And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, This do, and thou shalt live. But he, being willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell on the thieves, which stripped him of his raiments and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. We'll stop there. want to talk to you this day from this last scripture, really, the last three or words, four words, leaving him half dead. Half dead. We've been going through things that's unusual for the past almost 4 years now. And COVID came and has wiped out a lot of us, beat up a lot of us, and has changed things in our lives. It has come and brought different ways of doing things, and some of us have been locked up and still locked up because of COVID. Because COVID has come in and beat us, stripped us, and left us half dead. Half is back in the church and half is not. The children, the youth seem to have disappeared, period. And we need to do this and get back out into the field and evangelize. Let them know that Jesus is still alive. He is still looking after his people. He is still protecting his people. And he is still blessing us in spite of everything. He has put an answer to COVID in the land. And some have accepted it and some have not. But God is still working it out. All right. And so let's move on in this lesson. Jesus has been talking and teaching to his disciples and sending them out to preach, and they coming back, the 70, finding that the devil was subject to them, were using his name, and ignoring different things. And in one of the sermons, this young lawyer stood up and said, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He wasn't really looking for an answer because he really didn't want to do what the Lord assigned us to do. We've been given the assignment, and we don't want to do what he has assigned us to do. Some out of fear, COVID came along and that gave us another excuse why we don't socialize with one another, why we don't talk to them about the Lord. Because he has come in and beat us up and has left us half dead. And we have gone by, looked on our neighbor, and seeing that they may need an encouraging word, but instead we avoided them because we didn't want to catch COVID. They are half dead and dying, and we are playing it safe, avoiding them. But we got to get back in the and do as the word says, go ye therefore into the world and to teach all nations, okay, to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teach to observe all things whatsoever I have taught you to do. It's about time that we go back to the half dead and compel them to come back to Christ. Go back to the half dead and let them know that the Lord still requires them to be his witness wherever you go. God still requires us. And so the man said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. He knew what to do, but he wasn't really doing it. He was trying to find him a cover that he could hide under so he won't get involved with this man. And so Jesus said, you absolutely right. Do this and you shall live. And now the man went to know, but who is my neighbor? Okay. We want to pick and choose who we can go and evangelize. But we're not supposed to pick and choose as we go. You ain't got to go no special place. Wherever you go, when you go, have a word about the Lord. Talk about the goodness of the Lord. Talk about how he's keeping us and how he's kept us through whatever what we've been through or going through now. We're here, and that's what's good about it. So he wants to know, who is my neighbor? Jesus now tells them of this man. He said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. A certain man. He didn't say what nationality he was. He didn't say what color he was, but a certain man, meaning that it could be anybody, because Jesus deals with everybody the same. And it said in him there are neither Jew nor Greek, bound or free. A certain man. This man could be you or me. But we left from Jerusalem. Jerusalem being over 1,000 feet elevated above sea level. Jericho down at the sea level. Maybe it's called sort of a resort because it's down near the ocean. And Jericho, the road from Jerusalem to Jericho was winding around the mountain and dangerous for somebody to travel alone because robbers and thieves are out there. We have robbers and thieves in the church house. Now, I'm not talking about money. but the robbing of their joy, robbing of their peace, being robbing of their understanding and their concern for one another. We've been lost and not knowing we're lost because we're not following the way of the cross. So here we find Jesus said, this man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And on his way down there, robbers jumped him. And they beat him up. Stripped him of his raiments. Wounded him. And departed, leaving him half dead. We've been beat up verbally, beat up physically, beat up mentally, beat up. Some of us are using our social media to beat people up. Some of us use the social media for bullying one another. And that has beat them up, has wounded them, and has we left them half dead. We didn't try to see to the end of their wounds, but we just went on our way. And here we find that church people coming along. Just by chance, there came down from Jerusalem a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Just by chance. I don't know where he was going, but he was going down the route that led him past this man. We have been moving down road and it had led us past certain people. Just by chance. You ran into them on your journey that day. Just by chance. You didn't leave home planning to go see that person. But God put them in your path for some reason that day. And you seeing them and knowing that they might need a word of comfort, but because they had hurt your feelings 2 years ago, they saw them, and when they saw them, they passed by on the other side. Didn't even go near him. When you were a block away, and I saw you, so I'm going to cross over the street. I don't want to be bottle with them today. I don't want to be dealing with them today. Though they are beat up and thrown away, left with their wound open where germs can get in. Not only that, they took the clothes from the man and left him naked, beat up. See, we didn't give him a word to cover them. Somebody needed a word from the Lord to cover them that day. And we forgot to give them, well, we didn't forget, we didn't know it. And when on the other side, we ain't want to give them no word. I don't want them feeling better than I'm feeling. You may not have a wound open up, but you had a wound that needed being healing. And perhaps your healing will come through healing their healing. You may be standing in the way of your own blessing. And so they looked at him and passed by on the other side. Now here comes the Levite. Coming that way as well. Maybe they were in a hurry. They might have been like me today, a little late, getting to where they were going. Didn't have time to go minister. I'm already late. I'm thinking about a little commercial. I used to hear them saying, I believe it was a little rabbit, saying, I'm late for a very important date. And that's all they had on their mind. They were late for a date they had and don't have time to stop to give somebody a helping hand. This Levite, he saw the man lying there, beat up. I guess he thought he was dead. So he went over to him and looked down on him. Saw that he was half dead. And decided that he didn't want to be bothered with him. And now he goes on. Here comes a Samaritan. A cast outcast. A Samaritan. One that nobody wants to have no dealings with. A Samaritan. That has compassion on him. God may want you to just show some love for an individual. And when you show that love, it will come back on you. So here we are. This man, being a Samaritan, came by and looked at him. Clean up his wound. He poured some oil in the wound. And bandaged it up. Put the man on his own beats. We need to go out and find these children. Pour oil in the open vein. Pour oil in the open wound. Pour and wash it up. Band it up with the word of God. And take him to the ark of safety. This is the house of God. We need to let these children know that they're still a God. And you still need to serve him. And we need to come together as the word said so. Hallelujah. Here we are. iPad, tablet, cell phone. What did I miss? Watch. All right. But all those things is beating them down. Instead of them getting the word and getting a whole lot of gossip. Instead of them getting the word and getting a whole lot of filth. Everybody airing all their dirty laundry over their airways. But we need to go in and open up and put some word back in. Parents need to get back to being parents and not friends. They don't need friends. They got plenty of them already. But it ain't got but one set of parents. And if you become the friend, then they ain't got no parents. Nobody to guide them. Nobody to obey. Because you, my friend, you can't tell me what to do. You got to start avoiding it. Go to them. Put them all in the room. Those are them. Wash them down and clean them up with the word of God. The media has left them half dead. And we got to do like the Samaritans done. Go and minister unto them. And here we are on another day. Another Sunday, and the children are missing. Hallelujah. Some of the parents are missing. Other adults are missing. But we got to get back to it. Stop walking by on the other side and tell them that the love of God is all you need. His love of God will change it for you. And let them know that Jesus still loves them. And they still need him every day. Hallelujah. Put him on this beast. Carry him down to the end. And said to the innkeeper, he gave him 2 pence and said, take care of him. And when I come back on tomorrow, I will pay the rest if I owe you anything more. You got to have compassion for one another. Get them into the house of God. Get them back in to doing the work of the Lord. And everything will work out for them. Don't leave them half dead as they are now. But let them know that you got to do all of it. Hallelujah. You still got to come to church. You still got to give him praise. You still got to lift him up. God's still keeping you. You didn't keep yourself, but God kept you. You didn't protect yourself, but God did it. God gave you the answer to your problem. God gave the answer to COVID. God gave the answer. And all we got to do is follow his word. Do what the word said do. And everything's going to work out all right. Hallelujah. Now Jesus says, which one was their neighbor? Hallelujah. He that does the will of God is our neighbor. So everybody your neighbor. You ain't got no excuse for not witness. Everybody your neighbor. All right. Bind up the wound. Pour in all. And the wine. And set them on the rock. Now the analogy here is that the Samaritan was like Jesus. Jesus finds us half dead. Jesus cleans us up. Jesus comes along and picks them up, places on a rock, takes us to a place of safety, allowing us time to mend from the wounds of the world. And the wounds of church members who not intentionally, in some cases, but unknowingly have hurt somebody. You might say they know, but the word said they didn't know. Or they don't know. Okay. They knew what they were doing. They ain't in charity. And some of them will say even people in charity knows. But the word said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The devil is taking over. Okay. Those people are half dead. And they need to be evangelized. Need to give them some word that will deliver them. Need to give them some words so they can stop doing these outrageous things. Need to give them some word. And the word will fix them. He'll make them whole again. You don't have to die. And your soul is the Lord. All right? The word will make you whole once again if you clean up the wound. Ask for forgiveness. What did I do? You didn't give me my word when I needed it. When you met me, you didn't give me an encouraging word, or the word told to admonish one another as the days go by. Why it's still the day, we need to encourage one another. Okay? So that we can make it through. God bless you. Remember, the children are half dead, and some of the adults are also. And they need a word from the Lord. Those cell phones and iPads and those medias that are on Instagram and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. Okay. All of them not using it to minister. Okay. But instead of using it for all those other things that you do with it all day long, you could use it to minister the word of God. That would be healing up the wound and making them right, fit for the kingdom. God bless you and have a smile upon you. Gospel invitation is extended. Anything anybody needs special from the Lord? You may come at this time. Whatever it is that you need, the invitation is open for you to come and receive it of the Lord.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. No, Lord, don't do it without me. Quiet. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please, Lord, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, if you're healing in this season, please, Lord, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Why? Lord, if you're here, fall off. Please, Lord, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you're doing in, oh, I need you, Lord. Please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, if you're healing in this season, please, Lord, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, Lord, if you're here, fall over. Please, Lord, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, if you're passing out your blessing, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, if you're passing by all your blessings, please don't do it without me. Oh Lord, don't do it without me. Lord, if you're healing,
Oh, why you healing, Lord? Don't do it without me. No, Lord, don't do it without me. No, 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 don't do it without me. No, Lord, don't do it without me. I need you, Lord. Don't do it without me. Don't you, Lord. Don't do it without me. Don't, Lord. Don't do it without me. Oh, I want to be there, Lord. Don't do it without me. I want to be in your presence, Lord. Don't do it without me. No, Lord. Don't do it without me. Don't, Lord. Don't do it without me. I need you, Lord. Don't do it without me. Oh, Lord, don't do it without me. Don't, Lord. Don't do it without me. No, Lord. Don't do it without me. Somebody need healing. Don't do it without me. Oh, yes, Lord. Don't do it without me. Whatever the need, Lord, don't do it without me. I need you, Lord, don't do it without me. No, Lord, don't do it without me. Don't do it, Lord, don't do it without me. Here I am, Lord, don't do it without me. Here I am, Lord, don't do it without me. Touch this body of mine. Don't do it without me. I need you to love on me. Don't do it without me. I need your hand, Lord. Don't do it without me. I need your healing, Lord. Don't do it without me. I need you, Lord. Don't do it without me. Oh, I need your blessings, Lord. Don't do it without me. I need your blessing. Don't do it without me. I'm waiting on you, Lord. Don't do it without me. I'm gonna stand right here. Don't do it without me. Don't do it, Lord. Don't do it without me. Here I am. Don't do it. No, oh, Lord, don't do it without me. Whatever it is, Lord, don't do it without me. I want to be there, Lord, don't do it without me. I want to see your blessing, don't do it without me. I want to see the miracles, Lord, don't do it without me. Whatever it is, don't do it without me. Don't you, Lord, don't do it without me. I need you, Lord, don't do it without me. I need you, Jesus, don't do it without me. I want to feel your hands, Lord, don't do it without me. I want to wrap you, Lord, don't do it without me. I want you to wrap me in your arms, don't do it without me. I know Satan is trying to take me down, do it without me. But I want you to fight for me, Lord, don't do it without me. I need your healing, Lord, don't do it without me. I need your deliverance, Lord, don't do it without me. Don't do it, Lord, don't do it without me. No, 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 don't do it without me. One more time. Don't do it without me.
Now unto him who is able to present us faultless before the precious throne of God. May the grace of God, sweet communion, Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.